Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Tenta podcast. I'm your host, Jen McEwen, the co-founder and COO of Tenta, your private and encrypted browser. Today, we're talking ransomware. It's a rapidly growing cybersecurity problem that you should be aware of. In this voice article, we dive into tips on how to stay safe. As always, you can read the original post for this voice article on our blog at tenta.com/blog. The concept of holding someone for ransom is familiar to all of us. We've all seen it in the movies. Somebody gets kidnapped, the kidnappers call in with a demand, the hero races to rescue the victim before it's too late. But these days, a more realistic storyline would not be about holding a person for ransom, but instead, holding someone's data for ransom. It's called ransomware, and it's a rapidly growing cybersecurity problem that you need to be aware of. Ransomware is all about taking over your device, usually your computer, and then denying you access to it until you pay the ransom. The original ransomware attacks came from email, with links that would download malware to a computer and then take it hostage. But while this method is definitely still in use, cybercriminals have expanded to other approaches, including spam advertising, social media messaging, exploiting vulnerable software, and infecting otherwise legitimate websites. This is by no means an exhaustive list, though. The problem with cybercriminals is that they're constantly coming up with new ways to attack. One method of attack that's becoming increasingly popular is phishing. Phishing is when an attacker sends an email disguised to look like it's coming from someone important in a person's life, like their boss or their spouse. The emails usually require some sort of urgent action, like sending information or clicking a link. Once a person clicks the link or downloads the file or views the infected site, their computer is taken over by malicious software, blocking them from access to their data. Another method is a redirect to a quote-unquote secure site where the target voluntarily enters personal information that leads to a device takeover. They then get a message from the attackers, demanding a certain amount of money in order to regain access to their data. Sometimes there will be an additional demand for more money if the criminals don't get the amount within a certain period of time. One thing that all ransomware attacks have in common is that they utilize fear to get you to meet their demands. Fear of losing all your files, or perhaps fear of exposure if some of those files are embarrassing or personal, and that can make people act quickly and irrationally just like they do in the movies. But if you're hit with a ransomware attack, it's important not to be reactive. There are steps that you can take to get back your data, and none of them involve paying the cybercriminals. First of all, turn off your computer and disconnect it from the internet. Second, you need to take your computer to a specialist who can remove the virus for you. That's the person who you should be paying, not the cybercriminals. Third, inform your local FBI office or file a complaint with the Internet Crime Compliance Center so that law enforcement knows what's happening. And while you may be tempted to pay the ransom, we all know the plotline where the ransom is paid, but the hostage is shot anyway. The same thing can happen to your data, and the FBI actually doesn't recommend paying the ransom. Here's what the FBI says in a release statement. Paying a ransom does not guarantee the victim will regain access to their data. In fact, some individuals or organizations are never provided with decryption keys after paying a ransom. Paying a ransom emboldens the adversary to target other victims for profit and could provide incentive for other criminals to engage in similar illicit activities for financial gain. While the FBI does not support paying a ransom, it recognizes executives, when faced with inoperability issues, will evaluate all options to protect their shareholders, employees, and customers. Prevention is the best protection. While abductions of humans are probably pretty hard to prevent, abduction of your data is preventable. 1. Don't click on any emails from senders you don't know. And definitely don't click any links on any of those emails if you do open them. If it feels sketchy, it's probably sketchy. So even if it looks like it may be from somebody you know, go with your gut and avoid it. You're better safe than sorry. 2. Keep your software up to date. Cybercriminals like to exploit people's laziness, and vulnerabilities in out-of-date software is a great way to do that. 3. Don't click on ads. This is probably good advice in general, but particularly for ransomware. If you really want to avoid ads altogether, install an ad blocker so that you don't ever risk being targeted this way. 4. Don't download apps or programs from sketchy sources. They can be easily infected with ransomware. 5. Back up everything. This is another good practice, regardless of protection against cybercriminals. But in the case of ransomware, criminals can't hold your data for ransom if you own a copy. Use a cloud service or a physical external hard drive for extra protection. And 6, use anti-ransomware software. When you consider that ransomware costs businesses around $75 billion per year, it's not surprising that there are now software solutions available to protect you. Take Tenta, for example. In addition to keeping your browsing history private, Tenta protects your Android device from malware, ransomware, and all kinds of malicious attacks. Tenta AdBlock is an open-source general-purpose blocker that blocks ads, trackers, and malware sites, and is optimized for mobile devices. So those are my tips on how to avoid ransomware and what to do if you're a victim. I encourage you to do more research on ransomware. Particularly, there are podcasts like the Complete Privacy and Security Podcast that do an excellent job at diving deep into attacks like this. I'll put a link in this episode's description to both the original post for this voice article on our blog and to the Complete Privacy and Security Podcast. If you haven't already done so, please download the Tenta VPN browser onto your Android device. I'd really love to hear what you think of it. You can get it on Google Play just by searching Tenta Browser, and that's T-E-N-T-A Browser. Tenta is a private browser that's actually private and comes with a bunch of privacy tools built in and, importantly, on by default. Tools like VPN, DNS over TLS, full data encryption, ad blocker, anti-tracker, secure downloads, and we also support blockchain protocols and services. For example, Tenta supports decentralized DNS, so you can browse censorship-resistant domains like .bit without needing a plugin or extension. And recently, we announced our latest blockchain integration partnership with RightMesh. RightMesh is building a decentralized peer-to-peer mesh network to help people in underserved areas or in areas with poor infrastructure get online. Once ready, with RightMesh's technology and Tenta's secure media vault, Tenta users will be able to directly send other users on the network encrypted files without having to send that data to a server. I'd also really love to hear from you. You can catch me on Twitter at Tenta Browser, on Reddit at Tenta Browser, on Steemit at Tenta, and if you're a developer and would like to contribute to our open source project, Tenta DNS, or if you just want to check out the code, head over to github.com/tenta-browser. Well, that's it for me, folks. Thanks again for listening, and I will catch you in the next episode.